Well, many people know Loki as a rapper, a playwright and a poet, but it's fair to say they even more know him as a fierce advocate for the rights of Palestinians and a fierce critic of Israel. The first and only time we've spoken was in the immediate aftermath of October the 7th. Israel and its supporters couldn't see beyond the horrors of that atrocity. Its critics were angered by how quickly it eclipsed decades of Palestinian suffering and heralded a great deal more. A lot has happened since then. But has anything really changed? Karim Dennis, better known as Loki, joins me in the studio now. And from Washington, D.C., I'm joined by the Lebanese-American author and activist Brigitte Gabriel. Well, welcome to both of you. Loki, we never met, so it's good to meet you. We had a pretty fiery exchange last time when I was in New York and you were here. Passions were running very high. I think it's fair to say from my experience of debates since, there's been no dilution in the way people feel about this. If anything, I think views are getting more and more entrenched as it goes on. What is your feeling about where we are now with this war and indeed the widening conflict with Israel apparently planning a ground incursion into Lebanon?
Well, that initial interview, there were three things that I stated which have since come clearly to fruition. So the first thing that I stated was that Mark Regev belongs in The Hague. Israel is currently in the ICJ charged with genocide. I also said that what Israel was doing in Gaza in an accumulative way over decades would amount with the military operation that they were about to launch to genocide. And the third thing that I said, which has also now been proven to have been the case, is that the Israeli military unfortunately implemented the Hannibal Directive on October 7th. And that, just so viewers are aware, is when Israel, initially developed in Lebanon while trying to suppress the Lebanese population and stop them from battling the Israeli occupation. And it's whereby Israel takes measures to kill the captives who are Israeli that have been taken by the other side. Now, that happened on October 7th, and it's since been proven in three different cases. It happened, unfortunately, after...
It's been denied by Israel, to be clear.
It hasn't, though. It's been denied by certain upper echelons of the Israeli political establishment, but there have been key figures within the Air Force that have acknowledged that this has taken place. It's also been revealed by the Al Jazeera investigation, and other places, too, have gone very deep into it.
But you wouldn't say that the absolute vast majority of people killed and wounded on October the 7th were indeed killed and wounded by Hamas, because apart from anything else, Hamas were boasting about it and filming it as they were doing it.
I think actually the majority of people that were killed on October 7th and off the back of the October 7th were the Palestinian fighters that entered into what is considered to be Israel.
But we know
because they were killed, they were run over by cars, their bodies were dismembered. There's footage that came out of them being killed.
You feel sorry for the Hamas...
No, I'm stating objective facts as a journalist that has researched this topic.
But what about the 1,200 people who they murdered and the 7,000 they wounded?
No. Hundreds of those people were killed when Israel implemented the Hannibal Directive.
That's simply not true.
It simply is true.
It isn't.
And I encourage you, in the spirit of journalistic inquiry and curiosity, to really look that up.
It's already been thoroughly investigated.
It absolutely has not
been. But it has, Loki.
It's been investigated by Al Jazeera. It's been investigated by trustable news sources that have found this to be the case.
No, it's not true that hundreds of people in those named casualty numbers on the Israeli side
were killed by Israel.
No,
it's a fact. It's a documented fact. And you know what else? If you were to study those cars which were put forth as evidence that Hamas had killed those people fleeing the Nova Festival. Mm. The order came directly from the Israeli Air Force. This is a mass Hannibal. This is a dead zone. No cars will pass.
Did you watch the documentary last week on BBC Two?
No.
About the music festival, right? Literally see Hamas fighters with their GoPros going from car to car, murdering people.
That happened. Yeah, that happened.
Why are you trying to diminish the scale of what was going on?
I've just said that happened. That doesn't equate to diminishing what you've just stated.
It doesn't say hundreds.
You're diminishing Apache helicopters bombing cars that contained civilians. You're diminishing all of the Israeli captives that have been killed by Israeli airstrikes. Israeli captives have come out of Gaza and said very clearly that actually they were scared of being killed by Israeli airstrikes.
Why are there hostages at all?
Well, this is, of course, an issue of 70 years of occupation, of dispossession, of ethnic cleansing.
You wouldn't support the taking of hostages, including Holocaust survivors and babies. You wouldn't support that.
I wouldn't take hostages, no.
So should they hand them back?
I think if you look historically at where the return of actual hostages has happened, you look at the case of Gilad Shalit. This was a case where an Israeli soldier was given back in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners. Mm. What you've actually seen in this case is a massive increase of Palestinian prisoners who are being tortured. There's been examples of rape within Israeli military camps. The rapists have come out and become celebrities within Israeli society. 68% of the Israeli population say they oppose the prosecuting of people that have been implicated in rape within the dungeon system. And if you really look at it, Israel has far more chance of returning hostages by negotiating for their release than by airstriking them. But what Israel has done as part of this campaign is airstrike and kill its own captives. The captives.
How would you have responded on October the 8th if you were running the Israeli government?
Ultimately.
The biggest terror attack on your people ever.
Ultimately. It is within the interests of everybody, especially those who identify as Israelis currently, to end Zionism. Zionism has dispossessed and disempowered and killed people on an industrial scale. Its maintenance requires four generations of Palestinian refugees scattered throughout the Middle East, the highest population of refugees there is in the world. Its maintenance requires the constant repression of Palestinian hopes for a better world.
Which I think is completely wrong. So I believe all Palestinian people should have exactly the same rights as you and I and every Israeli.
And that requires the end of Zionism. So therefore you support the end of Zionism.
Well, I don't agree with what has clearly been a form of occupation. Okay, but putting that to one side, I also don't agree with Hamas, Hezbollah and the Houthis, funded by Iran, armed by Iran, launching wave after wave after years and decades of terror attacks on Israel.
Do they have air forces and air defenses?
It sounds like you're defending what they do.
No, I'm saying there is a complete difference between one of the most powerful armies in the world, which has literally a key unit within the Israeli military, Unit 9900, is the visual unit which uses satellites in the sky that can pick off a bit of chewing gum on your shoe, okay? Mm. You're talking against about actors that are shooting rockets which do not have precise targeting against one of the most powerful air forces in the world.
It sounds
F-16s and F-35s. Malucky. You're talking about asymmetrical warfare. But you know the thing that Israel doesn't remember, and which Israel has to know and must know, that winning a war is not about killing on an industrial scale the weakest among the population you are targeting, which Israel excels at, which is the essence of Zionism. Winning a war is about the largest amount of people being convinced of your viewpoint. If we use that metric to understand this war, Israel has lost in Gaza and it will lose in Lebanon because Israel has more enemies around the world than ever before. More people are critical of Zionism than ever before. More people understand it to be essentially an anti-life ideology, which is causing mass human suffering.
But Loki, at the same time, Hamas, Hezbollah are wedded, and make no secret of being wedded, to the destruction of Israel. The destruction. Mm-hmm. That is a nihilistic form of genocide. The very genocide that its supporters, like you, would say has been waged against their people. They are explicit. We want the destruction of Israel. And they have tried to enact this on October the 7th. And Hezbollah's response the next day, within hours, was to unleash rockets on Israel as well and to carry on doing it for a year. At some point, Israel obviously was going to respond with massive force to the biggest attack on its people. Obviously, they were going to do that. Hamas knew they would do that. Iran, who were funding it, knew they were going to do that. Hezbollah knew they would do that. Hezbollah knew if they kept rattling the Israel cage with their rockets, that they would get a response of the kind we're seeing now. What they underestimated is that Israel would be quite as successful as they're being right now with Hezbollah and taking out all its command leadership. And you can feel that the momentum has switched now, where Israeli people in particular and all the polling are now beginning to go back to supporting Netanyahu, because they believe, rightly or wrongly, but they believe Hamas and Hezbollah when they say, we want to destroy Israel. They believe it. And they believe that they have to defend themselves. Do you understand that?
I have a response. The Likud platform, which is its charter, states very clearly, there will be no Palestinian sovereignty between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea. The Likud charter calls for the complete obliteration of Palestine and all of the rights of Palestinians. That is the core of the issue. One group that you're talking about don't have air defences and do not have an air force.
And are internationally isolated. And yet they were
the
somehow...
The other one
and yet
has the support of the United States, which has over around 1,000 military bases around the world. And of course, all of the largesse from literally the US after Israel has taken its terrorist actions, which the former head of the CIA, Leon Panetta, called it a form of terrorism in Lebanon with the pager attack. Right after that, the US has said it's going to give $8.7 billion in military aid to Israel.
Was what Hamas did on October the 7th an act of terrorism, then?
I would say that the killing by the Israeli Air Force of Israeli citizens was an act of terror. I would say that Palestinians who have lived in camps for several generations, they're not in our shoes. They're not living the kind of lives that we live in the places
that we live. But you haven't answered my question.
But I'm answering your question. To a Palestinian who has suffered their entire life under the boot of Israeli occupation, what you view as justified will not be what they view as justified.
No, I asked you what
the
you
very
think.
Same way,
I asked you what you
the
think.
Very same way that you denounce figures and define them depending to these particular legislatory definitions. Throughout history, the very same people...
I understand.
You compared yourself to Nelson Mandela.
I understand.
The ANC were absolutely treated in exactly the same way.
And the British government called them
terrorists. The FLN were treated in exactly the same way. The Vietnamese were treated in exactly the same way.
Okay.
I'm speaking directly to your point.
You're not, though.
In fact, William Cuffey of the Chartists, these were people that mobilized for hundreds of years to get the right to vote, that didn't own property and were not landed gentry in this country. Do you know what happened to them? They were imprisoned as terrorists.
Okay.
They were massacred at the Manchester.
I know the same history you do. But I simply asked you, given that you categorise what Israel did to Hezbollah with the pagers, whether you said it was an act of terror, whether you think what Hamas did to Israelis on October 7th was an act of terror.
As I said to you then, the picture is not clear of what exactly Hamas did to Israelis. There were lies about 40 beheaded babies that were pumped out all over the place.
Yeah.
No. There was so much fake news and lies on what happened on October 7th. How can we actually say...
Have you watched the Hamas footage that they took themselves?
Seen bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces?
Yeah.
Literally bits and pieces of people's bodies.
No.
Really?
I don't understand...
You haven't seen
what
it, have
I don't understand...
Why don't you
don't
want
understand.
To see it?
I'm happy to see it, but what I don't understand... No, as in, I would like to see these things. But what I'm saying to you, that you are seeming to minimise, in my opinion, is the fact that the Hannibal Directive was implemented. If the Hannibal Directive was implemented, if
I'm
a
about
fake
to read
news
you something.
Campaign was
I'm about
rolled
to read
out,
you something.
Read.
A July 2024 Haaretz investigation revealed the IDF ordered the Hannibal Directive to be used, adding, Haaretz does not know whether or how many civilians and soldiers were hit due to these procedures, but the cumulative data indicates that many of the kidnapped people were at risk exposed to Israeli gunfire, even if they weren't the target. In other words, there may well have been a directive issued, says Haaretz, but nobody knows whether anyone was even hit or killed.
Look at the cars. Look at the cars
hang
fleeing
on.
The Nova Festival.
I've watched the video footage of what Hamas did to people in the cars. But here's my point, Loki.
Look at the Nova Festival.
Let me finish. My point is, You have extrapolated this and you've taken it to hundreds of people in the 1,200 that were said to have been killed were killed by Israelis.
Yeah, yeah.
There is absolutely...
That's documented.
There is zero evidence.
No, there is.
The hundreds is. Of people were
read
killed.
Read the Electronic Intifada. Read the Grey Zone. Read Al Jazeera. Look
Haritz,
at the Al Jazeera documentary.
Haritz,
you'll see
in
it
July
there.
This year, there is no evidence.
No, actually, there is evidence. And
Haritz, why didn't they...
And Haritz pointed some of it out early on.
They didn't. I've just read
at
it to you.
At the Eretz crossing, they pointed
I've
out
literally
that an
just
airstrike
to
was
you.
Called in.
I've just read to you what they found.
Well, you've read one article which clearly shows that the Hannibal Directive was implemented.
No, a harassed investigation. Let me ask you a question.
If an Apache helicopter shoots at a car, what happens to the car?
Have you?
Do you think? Do you think Hamas? Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the use of AK-47s would cause the damage that was done to those cars fleeing the
Middle East?
It wouldn't.
I think because you have chosen not to view the footage that Hamas broadcast to the world, you are incredibly ill-informed about this. And my advice to you, given how engaged you are in this whole thing, I'm staggered you just haven't watched that footage. Then you wouldn't be asking me questions.
But to the wider issue of what we're talking about, this is far, far bigger than one day.
Yeah, but I'm only asking you...
It's almost become a religion, October 7th.
I understand.
Let's be clear.
But I only ask you one comparison. Something. You view what Israel did to Hezbollah. You've been firing rockets at them all year, displacing 70,000 people in northern Israel. You view what they did with those pages as an act of terrorism. I simply said to you, do you think what Hamas did on October 7th is an act of terrorism? And you've been really struggling to give a straight answer.
Let me ask
You're
you
trying to distract me by saying Hannibal directed.
Let me ask you a
hundreds
question.
Were killed.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe?
A straight answer?
Do you believe in the provisions of the Genocide Convention?
I do not believe what Israel's doing is waging genocide.
That's not why.
Do you know
asking
why?
It's not what I'm asking you. It's not what I'm asking you. What I'm asking you is Article 1 of the Convention on the Prevention and the Punishment of Genocide says that all parties that are part of this are under obligation to prevent the occurrence of genocide and punish those responsible for its commission. There is
how many
a
people
sound
live in
argument.
How many
there
people
is a
live
sound
in Gaza?
Argument.
How many people live in Gaza?
2 million people live in Gaza.
How many have been killed?
Well, I mean, the Lancet Medical Journal has put forth the assertion that 200,000 people's lives have been ended by Israel's operation.
Well, it's completely untrue.
But that's the Lancet Medical Journal. So the Lancet Medical Journal is a more trustworthy source than you. The Palestinians are saying 42,000 as of today.
The Palestinian Hamas-run...
No, but that's not how genocide works. But that's not how genocide works, Piers. But you know that's not how genocide works.
No, I'm about to tell you...
But you know that's not how genocide works.
So you don't believe the Palestinian Health Authority numbers?
No, I believe them. But what I'm saying to
you... You think 5 times as many people have been killed?
I've literally just quoted to you what the Lancet Medical... Association has said, and I've also quoted to you what they have said.
You know why
there.
It matters, right?
But that's also not how
genocide
works.
You know why it matters?
Works.
I share a lot of your misgivings about the scale and proportionate response of what's been going on in Gaza, and I've said that repeatedly. But I don't think it constitutes a genocide because Israel has the power, should it want to kill all 2 million...
But this is
the
argument.
Let me finish.
That's not what constitutes genocide, though.
They have the power to eradicate every single Palestinian.
Was genocide committed on the Aboriginal people of Australia?
Well, I'm not going to go over the whole history.
They still exist, so therefore your argument is that they were not subject to genocide following the arrival of Captain Cook.
But do you accept that what Hamas and Hezbollah, when they say they want the destruction of Israel, that is the purest personification of genocide?
I have clearly shown you that the Likud Charter states within it that the Palestinians will have no sovereignty.
Why do you never answer any questions about
the
other
side,
though?
And the sea.
I ask both sides.
Because there's a causal connection between what has happened.
But you distract on everything I say.
You're talking to me about organizations that were formed to fight the Israeli occupation. Their response to that occupation is what it is. The occupation exists first. Zionism exists first. What comes after it is a product of that social imbalance.
So you would categorize what they've been doing as resistance, not terrorism?
They are resistance groups, as the vast majority of the humanity is represented by governments that define them as resistance factions, including the government of Switzerland. What's more neutral than the government of Switzerland? It doesn't prescribe these organizations, for the record.
So to be clear, you think they're resistance, not terrorists?
Yes.
Okay, we got there. Let me bring in Bridget Gabriel. Bridget, will you listen to what Loki has to say? He's not alone in this thought. I've heard this from many pro-Palestinian guests on Uncensored in the last year. What is your response?
Well, I want to start with the accusation of the occupation. Israel was minding its own business ever since it existed. It reached out to the Arabic world. It wanted to have peace with the Arabic world. In 1964, when the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, was founded, the West Bank was in the hands of Jordan. It was Jordan. And Gaza was in the hands of Egypt. It was Egypt. So the PLO was founded in 1964, not because of any occupation. They wanted to drive the Jews into the sea and get rid of every single Jew in the Middle East. Israel tried repeating. The only reason the Palestinians lost in 67 and they lost Gaza and the West Bank is because they preempted an attack against Israel. And over again, Israel reached out to them to make peace with them. In 2000, Ehud Barak offered them 97% of the territories back, and they refused it again and again and again. In 2005, when Israel withdrew out of Gaza, they said, okay, we're going to give you your own state. We're going to give you your own territory. Israel forcibly removed its own people, fighting the IDF by force, removed them out of Gaza. Not only to remove the people, they dug out dead Jews' bones from the cemeteries because they knew exactly what the Palestinians are going to do to the cemeteries. So in 2005, when Israel withdrew out of Gaza, there wasn't one Jew alive or dead in Gaza. They turned over the key to them and said, okay, great. Now build your own place. You are independent. I know people that Israel even left them the greenhouses. Israel was exporting 50 million flowers to Europe in 2004 out of Gaza. The greenhouses, the fruits, the vegetables, the flowers. They left them to the Palestinians so the Palestinians can start they can have an industry where they can support themselves. I know a businessman from New York who even raised $14 million to make sure the Palestinians will be able to get paid salaries as they move over and they continue building the greenhouses. And what did the Palestinians do within 24 hours after Israel withdrew? Not only they destroyed every single Jewish synagogue in the area, they destroyed the greenhouses, ripped out the pipe, and even stole the copper out of the pipe. And then they had an election. So in their first election, the first woman elected to the cabinet of Hamas was a woman by the name Nidal, the mother of Umm al-Muqawama, they called her, the mother of the resistance. And she ran on the platform, I killed three of my sons, because she had videos of her sons, she dressing them in suicide bombers to go kill Israelis. She said, I already gave up three for the cause. I have another seven to give. That's why she was elected. So that's a democratic election for Hamas. Israel did not put the Palestinians in a prison in Gaza. Hamas put the Palestinians in a prison in Gaza. Gaza could have been turned into Singapore. They had the money. They had more money pouring into the Palestinian territories and still do from all over the world. And what did they do with it? Build a tunnel infrastructure underneath, bigger than the subway system in New York, instead of helping their people. So those who scream about the occupation, the Palestinians have brought this on themselves again and again and again.
Wow.
But do you accept that Palestinians should have the same human rights as the rest of us?
Absolutely. All humans are equal in the eyes of God.
How can they do that? Okay, but here's the thing, but when it comes to this issue of occupation, I was very struck at the start of the response to October the 7th that very quickly Israel was able to turn on or off the tap of energy, the tap of water, the food supply, etc. That is only achievable if you are effectively occupying another country. Otherwise, you're not able to do it. So Israel has had this control over Gaza and the people that live there, which to me does not afford those people the same human rights as Israelis enjoy. It's inarguable, because if they didn't have that control, they couldn't turn on and off the energy or the water supplies.
But why did Israel get to this point? Remember, in 2005, they gave them everything and they said, we are out. The Israelis even fought among themselves because, you know, some people did not want to move.
No, so don't get me wrong. I think Hamas squandered all the money they were given, and Hamas has been the enemy of its own people. And when Hamas did what they did on October the 7th, they knew it was immediately sentencing to death thousands of their own people in the process. They knew that, right? So I think Hamas has got to go. I think Netanyahu has to go as well. And his right-wing headbang cabinet members who do speak in a genocidal way. None of this is ever going to lead to peace. But let me ask you, Brigitte, about Loki's claims about October the 7th. He says that there was this Hannibal directive. It's been much speculated. Haritz says that they found evidence there was. The IDF has never admitted there was a Hannibal directive. But it is possible in the fog of war that day that I guess some of the casualties came because of Israeli fire. We don't know that. But Loki wants people to believe hundreds and hundreds of people who died that day on the Israeli side were killed by Israel.
I don't believe that. That has not proven. And if I have to choose between believing the Hamas talking point, who control the Ministry of Information, and the Israeli IDF, I would believe the IDF. Because I have lived in Israel as a Lebanese. At one point, I had a home in Lebanon, a home in Israel, and my boyfriend who lived in the West Bank at that time. And I worked as a journalist. And knowing how the IDF operates and knowing how the Israeli military operates, they operate by rules. They don't invent information like Hamas does. And when you are in the throes of things like what happened on October 7th, a lot of people do not know a lot of the facts that happened on the ground. But we do know one thing, that Hamas committed such atrocities and we're so proud filming it and showing it that will give you goosebumps, that a lot of people can get sick, they cannot view it. And I'm shocked that Loki hasn't even viewed the footage. You have to view the footage to understand the monstrosity of the crimes that were committed on that day.
Yeah, I mean, I watched this BBC documentary, which had all the footage from the music festival. And honestly, Loki, it was one of the most sickening 2 hours of my entire life.
Have you been on social media for the past year?
Yes, I have.
You have seen a constant stream of mutilated
yes, I have.
Children. You have
yes,
seen
I have.
A constant stream
yes.
of people being lifted up out
which
of
you're very
the rubble.
Keen, which you're
how,
very,
how can you which how can you even bring into the conversation 2 hours of footage in comparison to 12 months and 77 years of this type of treatment?
So the deaths of
but I have a question. I have a question for the guest. I would like to ask this question. Now, the organization Act for America, which you represent and are a part of, seems to be quite the patriotic outfit. It's also been criticized widely as Islamophobic. But I have some questions about the finances of your organization. It's funded by the Fairbrook Foundation, which has funded the Central Fund of Israel, the Zionist Organization of America, and also illegal settlements in the West Bank. In addition to that, your organization, Act for America, has been funded by the Becker Foundation, which has funded Christians United for Israel and the Israel Project. In addition to that, your organization was also funded by the Emes Foundation, which funded the Israel Project, the Central Fund of Israel, and the Zionist Organization of America. How, in any way, do you stand for peace when the organization which you front and presumably are employed by is also funded by organizations that are invested in illegal settlement in the West Bank?
Actually, my organization, which I run and I'm the founder and chairman, I not only work for it, was founded after September 11th to protect America against the threat of radical Islamic terrorism.
It shares funders. It shares funders with those building illegal settlements in the West Bank.
You already spoke your mind. You already spoke your mind. Now it's my time to answer. My organization was founded to impact policy in the United States, to protect the United States from the threat of radical Islamic terrorism coming from Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hezbollah, or whoever happened the terrorist organization are. We work with Muslims. We have Muslims on our board. We have Muslims who are members. We had a key, every single conference we had, we always had a keynote speaker who is Muslim that speaks.
You're not addressing my question.
Care about America.
You know what? I feel like we're getting,
I feel
like we're getting.
You are not letting me finish.
Brigitte, I feel like we're getting a bit.
That you're talking
about, I feel
about
like we're getting a bit.
The fund,
look, fascinating though it is the makeup of your business. It's not really the point
right.
of what this debate is, right?
Right. It's not the point, exactly.
The point I would make, Bridget, is this. I do think Loki has a good point about the settlements, right? What is going on in the West Bank with this rapid, aggressive expansion of settlements is completely outrageous. It's illegal. It's wrong. It shouldn't be happening. Why is it happening?
Sorry, you cut out. You mean the settlements in the West
yeah,
Bank?
Yeah, the expansion of settlements on the West Bank in the last year has been completely outrageous.
Well, look, there's a radical wing within Israel that wants to expand the settlements. And the settlements is an issue. I agree
with you.
You're
funded by the same
people.
People
who are very upset about the settlements.
You're funded by the same organizations.
What does this have to do with the funding, with what we're talking about? They are Americans who support the funding of protecting the United States, not Israel. Our work is devoted to protecting
we have
the United
documents.
States. Has
we
nothing
have the
to
documents.
Do
they let's fund get, settlements.
Let's get,
and
back,
they fund
let's get back to the bigger
oh,
picture.
Please.
So, Bridgie, do you condemn the expansion of the settlements in the last year on the West Bank?
Say that again?
Do you condemn the expansion of the settlements on the West Bank in the past year?
Yes, I do. I think they are going overboard with the settlement.
Okay, good.
I think somebody needs to revisit looking at the settlement and how
okay,
they are
good.
Expanding.
Then that's good. Loki, do you condemn what Hamas did on October the 7th?
I have a question for you.
Well, hang on.
Based on
you
what
stop
you
asking
just said
questions
about
for a minute.
I'll answer your question
okay.
in a second. I'll
She's made an admission that she condemns it.
No, she condemns the expansion
Loki,
of settlements.
Fine. Loki.
And these people also
okay, Loki.
Her.
At some point, you
but,
are going to... Loki, you are going to answer some of my questions.
Which I have done.
Okay, do you condemn what Hamas did?
You've already asked me that.
Not directly, you haven't answered.
I will not condemn people based on Israeli military talking points.
Okay, good.
But I have a question for you.
You don't condemn mass murder.
I have a question for you.
You don't condemn mass murder.
Obviously, I condemn mass murder.
But you won't condemn it by Hamas.
You're talking about a specific political context in which the information
No, I'm
is
talking
not
about
clear.
Mass murder of people on October the 7th.
By the Israeli military.
You see, it's just absurd.
So I have
that.
A question for you.
I think you lose all credibility when you say
I
that.
I have a question for you. I'm not concerned about whether you think or don't think
you
I have credibility.
So I don't cover this from supporting either over the other.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
Absolutely
Because I have
sure.
a question. I have a question.
What's your question?
Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah.
News Corp International.
Yeah.
Which employed you for several years.
Yes.
Which actually...
It employs me
is
now.
Still, it employs you now.
Yeah.
Okay, we're getting to the issue
Yes.
now.
What News do you Corp, think the issue is?
News,
I saw what you
to.
Tweeted. What does it have to do with me?
Not my tweets. I have a question for you.
Mm.
News Corp International had a charitable arm which funded the Jerusalem Foundation, which builds illegal
What's
settlements.
What's it got to do with me?
Illegal settlements in
What's it got
Jerusalem.
To do with me?
Do you condemn Rupert Murdoch?
What's it got to do with me?
Do you condemn Rupert Murdoch?
I'm not talking about Rupert Murdoch.
Do you condemn Rupert Murdoch?
I'm not talking
this
about
here,
Rupert Murdoch.
This has never been shown on British media. This is a letter from Netanyahu's political office. And Bridget may well recognize the handwriting of Benjamin Netanyahu
okay.
here. It is a list of individuals that Netanyahu considered to be funders of his political campaign. There is a name on this list. The name is Rupert Murdoch. Your employer.
You know what, Loki?
It seems he funded Benjamin Netanyahu.
You know
That's
what?
An issue.
You know what, Loki? It's not an issue for me.
It's an issue,
Nobody
and actually it's in the
no.
interest of objectivity
Understand one thing.
That you state it.
Rupert Murdoch can speak for himself. You've got a problem with him, take it up with him.
I do. Yeah.
I can tell you categorically, he has never had a single conversation with me about anything I've put on Piers Morgan Uncensored.
Sam Kiley
Ever.
Resigned
Ever.
From the Times newspaper
Ever.
Because of Murdoch's investment
Fine.
And bias
if
towards
you have a
Israel.
Problem,
this,
Loki,
this document, this letter,
you're a rapper,
clearly
right?
shows... Benjamin Netanyahu noting
okay.
Rupert Murdoch considering him to be a funder of his
okay.
political campaign.
You're a rapper, yeah?
That's an issue.
You're a rapper. Do you condemn P. Diddy?
Yes.
Great. You see how easy it is? You take it out of your obsession, which is that you hate Israel so much you can't condemn anything that people do to them?
We see the situation differently.
Not really.
My loyalty is to the people.
I agree with you a lot.
My loyalty.
I agree with you a lot more than you realize.
I view myself as loyal to the people of the camps, to the people under the bombs. I do not view myself as loyal to somebody that would end up on a list of potential funders of Benjamin Netanyahu.
I like Rupert Murdoch enormously. I respect him enormously. And if you,
and you won't condemn his
if
funding
you have a problem,
of murder of
if you
Netanyahu,
have,
you won't condemn his funding
mate,
of Netanyahu.
You don't condemn mass murder.
You don't condemn mass murder.
Oh, I do.
Condemn the Israeli military for mass murder of Israeli captives.
Had you bothered to watch this program for the last year, you would see I've regularly
no,
condemned
it's,
them.
It's not condemnation.
No,
it's
but
not,
you
it's
don't
not
think
Piers.
That what Hamas did was Piers. Murder, do you? You think it's resistance?
I think the vast majority of humanity perceive asymmetrical warfare by developed militaries against the vast majority of humanity are post-colonial subjects, Piers.
Mm.
They came out of decolonization.
Okay.
So their conception of these issues is just not the same as yours, unfortunately.
We will have to disagree, but that's fine.
No problem.
All right. It was good to meet you. Thank you for coming in. Brigitte, thank you very much indeed for joining me. I appreciate it too. And we'll move on. And listen, the story won't go away. Come back. We'll debate it again.
Thank you.
But remember, I agree with more than you think with what you say.
Okay.
All right. But at some point, you've got to have a little bit of something about you that says that some things that people do to Israel can also be wrong. You don't think so?
I mean, you're misrepresenting my...
am I? Yeah. Can you think of one thing people have done to Israel that's wrong?
I think giving it $8.7 billion in military aid after it's carried out a terrorist attack.
So no attack on Israel has ever been anything but justified?
I think Zionism as a project is unsustainable.
That's not my question.
It's unsustainable.
Can you think of one
thing? It's unsustainable.
Is there one thing that's been done to Israel that you think is wrong?
Not right now.
Okay.
I can't think of that.
And that's,
I'll let you know.
In its way, Loki, that's very illuminating.
No problem.
Good to see you. Thank you.